Today we're going to learn Daf Kuflam Beis Amar Aleph from Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Kuflam Aleph and Beis, two lines from the end of the page. So we're now going to discuss Machshirei Mila being Doch Shabbos. Mila v'chol Machshirei Doch Nes Shabbos. Div Rabbi Eliezer. So we know that Rabbi Eliezer. Where does Rabbi Eliezer know that Machshirei Mila are Doch Shabbos? Im Yikulu Gamar. If he learns from all the other mitzvahs, Machshirei mitzvahs that we just discussed, Sukkah and Matzah and Lulav and Shtei Lechem and Korban Omer Kedamrina. Well, we already identified a unique chumrah to each of them that makes it unlearnable to other sources. Furthermore, Malahanach Shekin im Avrzmana, but by all those other mitzvos, there are time limitations on them, so there's more hechrich to have to do them right away, and maybe that's why the machshirim are docha Shabbos. But when it comes to Mila, you could always do it as long as you're alive. You could do the bris Mila. Here's where Rabbi Lazar really knows machshirim Mila are docha Shabbos. Tomakra oviyom hashmini yimal b'sar alaso v'afilu b'Shabbos. So we dash him from the word by yom. That even on Shabbos. And over here, it's not about the Mila itself, it's about the Machshirei Mila. So why don't we just have the din of Machshirei Mila be Docha Shabbos, and all of the other mitzvahs that we identified that the Machshirei Mila Docha Shabbos could be derived from Mila. So Mishim Dika Lemif, Rachman Lemila, Shkenich Sohela, Shalosh Hasser Brisos. No, because we can ask a Pircha, and that because Mila has its own Chumrah, in that there are 13 Brisos that are associated with Mila, and the Parsha of Mila by Avraham Avinu mentions the word bris 13 times. So I'd can lo plig Rabban el machshirei mila. The Rabban only disagree about machshirei mila being docha Shabbos. Have mila gufa divrei hakol docha Shabbos. But everyone seems to agree that the mila itself is docha Shabbos. Min halan, how do I know that mila is docha Shabbos? Amrula halacha v'chein am Rabbi Yitzchak halacha that it's halacha l'moshe misinai. So we're going to have seven different possibilities of how we know that mila is docha Shabbos. Possibility number one is halacha l'moshe misinai. So Meisvei asks the Gemara, could it really be that it's halacha l'moshe Sinai? If it were halacha Moshe Sinai, then you would not be able to derive another halacha as a kal v'chomer from that, because you can't make kal v'chomers from halacha Moshe Sinai. And yet we have a brisa that tells us minayin pikuach nefesh doch Shabbos. How do I know that pikuach nefesh is doch Shabbos? Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer ma milish yachs me'avrav shel adam doch Shabbos kal v'chomer pikuach nefesh shedoch Shabbos. That it's kal v'chomer if mila, which is only one limb, is doch Shabbos. So pikuach nefesh, which is one's entire being, entire body, is for sure Docha Shabbos. So v'yisal kadaitach halacha kal v'chomer v'yisal kadaitach halacha, and if you're going to tell me that Mila being Docha Shabbos halacha l'moshe m'sinai kal v'chomer me'halacha m'yasi, can you learn a kal v'chomer from me'halacha l'moshe m'sinai? V'atanya, but doesn't the Brisa tell us that Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer that Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva etzem k'sarim mitamei halacha ruvias dam kal v'chomer v'in dan kal v'chomer me'halacha, that how can you learn about a nazir that becomes tummy from Ravi's dam, that it's so sir his nazirus, and that he has to be megaleach based on a kal v'chomer from etzem kasaora. After all, etzem kasaora is only halacha l'moshe misinai, and you're not allowed to learn a kal v'chomer from halacha l'moshe misinai. So it can't be that mila being docha Shabbos halacha l'moshe misinai, because then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would not be allowed to learn a kal v'chomer from it. So ella, second possibility, how do I know mila is docha Shabbos? I'm Rabbi Elazar, agzer shava asya os os. It says os by Shabbos, it says os by mila, so we see that mila could be done even on Shabbos. Elamiyata tefillin d'chsev behen os lidfi Shabbos. And then we should say the same thing by tefillin. Tefillin also says os, and machshirei tefillin are not docha Shabbos. Ela, third possibility, asya bris, also gzera shava, but a different gzera shava. The word bris appears by Shabbos, and the word bris appears by mila. So you see, mila is done on Shabbos. So gadol d'chsev be bris lidfi Shabbos. But if that's the case, then even someone who's more than 8 days old, even someone who's over bar mitzvah, who has to do his own mila, where the Torah also uses the word bris, it should be docha Shabbos, but we know that only mila b'zman is docha Shabbos. So now a fourth possibility, ela asya doros. It's also gzera shava, but from the word doros. So the word doros is used in conjunction with Shabbos and in conjunction with mila. So we see that mila is docha Shabbos. Ay, but tzitzis lichsev be doros lichi Shabbos. Tzitzis also says the word doros. So why isn't tzitzis docha Shabbos? Tying the tzitzis should be docha Shabbos. So fifth possibility, elam rav nachmer yitzchak donin os bris v'doros me os bris v'doros. That it's not any one of these things, that any one of these words that both Mila and Shabbos share in common, but all three of these words that Mila and Shabbos share in common, and therefore it's Docha Shabbos. Says the Gemara now a sixth possibility of how I know Mila is Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Amakra Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos is from the pasuk Bayom Hashmini Gimel that we darshin. Bayom means Afilu B'Shabbos. Some of the Rishak Rabbi Yochanan Me'ata mechusre kapara duchse buhu bayom hachinami didachu Shabbos. People who are mechusre kapara, they need to bring a carbon to finish their tara process. Should they be allowed to do that on Shabbos? After all, it uses the word bayom over there. So it says mara humi bayilei bayom v'labalayla. No, the bayom it says by mechusre kapara is to tell me that you can't bring the carbon at night. Well, hainami bayilei bayom v'labalayla. By me, also maybe I need the word bayom to tell me that you can't do it at night. No, because humi ben shmonas yamim nafka. That we already learned from the pasuk mi ben shmonas yamim. So bayom is extra to teach me that it's Docha Shabbos. Hainami biyom tzavosa nafka by mechusre kapara. There's also another bayom. Says Gemara, yeah, but afal gav tenafka mi biyom tzavosa, it's shrichi. Even though there is another bayom to tell me that the karbanos are brought bayom and not balayla, I still need another pasuk to tell me that it cannot be brought balayla, because sal kadai tchamino hol v'chos rachmana alayla sui bedalus balayla nami leisi. Because there's a havamina that since we're so merciful to the mechusre kapara, we go so easy on them that they could bring a very cheap carbon if they're very poor, so maybe we go easy on them and allow them to bring the carbon at night as well. So that's why I need another pasuk to tell me, no, the carbon's got to be brought only during the day, leaving no word bayom extra to teach me that it could be brought on Shabbos. But by Mila, the word bayom is still extra to teach me it could be brought on Shabbos. So mask for Ravina, Elameata, if you're going to say that there's such a havamina that we're just kind and merciful to a mechusar kapara, and therefore anything goes, yei zar kasher behen, yei onin kasher behen, shouldn't a zar, a non-kohen, be allowed to bring the carbon? Shouldn't an owning be allowed to bring the carbon? And that's not true. So says Mara Hadre Kra. No, once I have the pasuk that tells me Bayom, that tells me that he's got to bring it during the daytime, not at nighttime, we see that we're not so merciful to him. We only allow him to bring a cheap carbon, but other than that, we don't sacrifice any of the halachos. And then a final possibility of how I know that Mila's Docha Shabbos Ravacha Bre Yaakov Amar Amar Kra Shmini. The pasuk says Ubayom Hashmini Yimol, and from the word Shmini, we darshan Shmini Afil B'Shabbos, that the eighth day, no matter what day of the week it is, even if it's Shabbos, is when you do the Mila. But isn't that Shmini needed to teach me you can't do the Mila a day earlier? No, not to do it on the seventh day. I know from Ben Shmonas Yamim. But don't I still need two Pesukim just to tell me which day it's supposed to be done on? One to tell me not to do it early, the other one to tell me not to do it late. Because if I only would have had one of these Pesukim, that I would say you can't do it on the seventh day because it's not yet the time for Mila, but from day eight and on you can do it, but any day after it is just as good as day eight. So elamechavarta kud Rabbi Yochanan. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is the correct Shita, that it's not based on the word Shmini that we learn that Mila is Docha Shabbos, but rather like Rabbi Yochanan said, that it's from the word Bayom, that Bayom afilu b'Shabbos. And says Gemara, and we have a raya to that. Tanya kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan deluk Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov. We have a raya that Rabbi Yochanan is correct and Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov is not, because pasuk says Shmini Yimol afilu b'Shabbos, that it could even be done on Shabbos. Umani mekayim mechalem osimas. Aye, but isn't there a din that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos? When does that apply? If you're allowed to do bris mila, b'shar melachos chutz mila, it applies to all other melachos outside of doing mila. Oh, anyway, maybe it even applies to Mila. Umani mekayim Shmini Yimol. What do I do with the pasuk of Shmini Yimol? Chutz mishabbos, and that means you could do Mila on the eighth day, but not when it falls out on Shabbos. Ah, that's why Tamalam Bayom Afilu b'Shabbos. Ultimately, it's the word Bayom that tells me you could do Mila on Shabbos. Says Gemara Amarava, Hay Tana Meikara Meikanichle Elabesof Meikakashalei. Why did the Tana suggest one approach where we said Bayom Shmini Yimol is Dafka, that it should always be done on the eighth day, and Mechalel Most you must is only by things other than Mila, and then switch its approach and say that no, without a pasuk, I would have thought the exact opposite, that Bayom HaShmini is only when it's not Shabbos, and Mechala Most you must is always. So, Achi Kamar, Shmini Yimel, Afilu B'Shabbos. You get Mila on the eighth day, even on Shabbos. Umani Mechala Mechala Most you must, B'Shar Melachos Chus Mimila. What do I do with Mechala Most you must? To tell me about other Melachos outside of Mila. Aval Mila Dachia, but Mila is Docha Shabbos. My time, Mechala B'Chomer Hu, and how do I know that? It's a kal v'chomer. Umatzaras shedochas avoda if tzaras, which is docha the avoda in the base of Mikdosh, meaning if a person has tzaras, he can't do the avoda. V'avoda docha Shabbos, and avoda itself is docha Shabbos, meaning instead of cutting off the tzaras and just doing the avoda, we say that the guy cannot do the avoda, and yet you're allowed to do avoda on Shabbos, so avoda is docha Shabbos, and yet mila docha, so mila is docha Shabbos, so Shabbos she nitchis mipnei avoda, I'm sorry, and mila is docha avoda, mila is docha tzaras, rather, so Shabbos she nitchis mipnei avoda. Shabbos, which gets pushed away for avoda, ainu din shetei mila docha. So mila should for sure be docha. Should be docha Shabbos. Meaning, if mila is even docha tzaras, which is more important than avoda, mila should for sure be docha Shabbos, which is less important than avoda. Umay ainu dekamar. And why did we change our minds in the middle of the Tosefta? So hadaram reminded tzaras chamura. Who says that tzaras is more important than avoda? Dilma Shabbos chamura. Maybe Shabbos is more chamur than tzaras. Shekin yesh ba'onshin v'asaras har. Because after all, Shabbos has so many dinim related to it. Mimay mishum dechamira tzaras. And how do I the tzarasi? How do I know that the reason that tzaras is docha the avoda is because tzaras is so chamur? Dilma mishum gavru v'dolochazi. Maybe it's just that the guy cutting off the beharis is not going to help. He's still going to be tameh. Umani mekayim shmini yimol. And what do I do with the pasuk shmini yimol? Chutz mi Shabbos. That shmini yimol will apply when it's not Shabbos. Tamlam rabbi yom afilu b'Shabbos. That's why I need the pasuk b'yom to tell me afilu b'Shabbos. But bottom line is, it's based on the word b'yom that we actually learn that mila is docha Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop there. And b'Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up on Amud Beis.